Hi, friends. I'm Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. So here's how this works. I'm going to read one chapter to you today. You can listen or read along in your own Bible, and then I'll mention the verse or the idea that stood out to me, and then I'll pray, and that's it. We'd love to hear what stood out to you as well. These conversations are so fun. They're happening over on Instagram at Let's Read the Gospels. So be sure you're following there and chat with your friends who are hearing the same chapter today. So today is February 25th, and I'll be reading Matthew 19 from the New International Version. Matthew 19. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went into the region of Judea to the other side of the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?" "Haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." "Why then," they asked, "did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?" Jesus replied, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. But it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another woman commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If this is the situation between a husband and wife, it is better not to marry." Jesus replied, "Not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others. And there are those who choose to live like eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it." Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them, but the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" he inquired. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly, I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Peter answered him, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." That is Matthew 19. What's standing out today to me about Matthew 19 is, y'all know I love Peter. I'm like such a big fan of Peter. But one of the things I love is he asks really honest questions. Like earlier this week, he said to Jesus that you can't ever do that. Like he just says the honest thing to Jesus. And today he says, "We've left everything to follow you. What is there going to be for us?" And so I hope this is an encouragement to you today and a reminder to you today that no matter where you are with Jesus, you can ask him the honest question. You can ask him what you are really wondering. Don't clean up your question. Bring to him what you really want to know and then listen and see what he says. He gave a beautiful response to Peter. May not have been exactly what Peter wanted to hear, but he responded, and Jesus will respond to you too. So let's pray together. Jesus, I thank you for what Peter models in so many ways. You know, I love that guy. But I thank you for what he models here, that like we can ask you what matters most to us. We can ask you what we're really thinking in the moment. We don't have to edit ourselves with you. I feel like probably so many of us spend so much time editing ourselves around the people we're around, and we don't have to do that with you. And so thank you for that. And even today, would we bring questions and thoughts and concerns to you without an edit button, without thinking it through, with just asking you what we're honestly feeling? And would you respond? Jesus, today would today be a day that people hear you for the first time? Yeah, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.